Twin Sisters Digital Media presents Fun Bible Story Rhymes for Kids, written by Kim Mitzo-Thompson and Karen Mitzo-Hildebrand, illustrated by Jackie Binder. The Story of Creation. On the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. On the second day of creation, God made the sky so blue and separated water from water. Yes, he did this too. On the third day of creation, God made plants and trees, and he perfectly separated the land from the seas. On the fourth day of creation, God made the moon, stars, and sun, and he counted them all and carefully placed each one. On the fifth day of creation, God made fish for the seas, and huge whales and sharks with sharp, pointy teeth. Still, there was more work to do, and God wasn't done. He made beautiful birds too. God must have had fun. Then God made the animals on the sixth day, like hippos and lions and horses that neigh, small bunnies and mice and giraffes that stood tall. But God wasn't finished. He wasn't at all. For in his own image, God created man to rule over the earth. It was God's perfect plan. The heavens and earth in all their vast array were perfect, so God rested on the seventh day. Noah and the Ark. Noah loved the Lord, but the earth was bad. This made God so very sad. Noah listened and built a big, huge boat and prayed the ark would really float. The animals came in two by two, and God told Noah what he had to do. The turtles and bunnies were very small, but the giraffes barely fit because they were so tall. When Noah shut the doors and looked inside, he grabbed his head and gave a big sigh. As the wind picked up, the lion started to roar, while the frog started hopping across the floor. It was smelly and loud for 40 days and nights, but Noah knew they were safe because God was right. God took care of Noah and his family too, and all of the animals in their floating zoo. When a dove placed an olive leaf in Noah's hand, he knew that meant there was finally land. They all laughed and cried and shouted hooray as they left the ark on that bright sunny day. Noah prayed and thanked God for keeping them safe. Then a beautiful rainbow in the sky God placed. It was his promise to never flood the earth again. Noah bowed his head and said, "Amen." The Story of Jonah. God told Jonah, "To Nineveh you must go. The people there are bad, and I need them to know that I am unhappy and want them to obey." But Jonah didn't listen and headed the other way. Jonah boarded a ship that sailed out to sea so deep, then went below the deck and drifted off to sleep. So God sent wind and rain. The sailors were afraid. Yes, what a huge mistake Jonah knew he had made. "Throw me overboard," Jonah cried. The sailors didn't want to, but thought they might die. When Jonah hit the water, God sent a great big fish. Jonah probably thought he would make a tasty dish. Inside the fish's belly, Jonah stayed for 3 long days. He prayed to God and promised that he would now obey. So the fish spit Jonah out and he fell upon dry land. Jonah headed straight to Nineveh to do what God had planned. He told the people of Nineveh that they must soon repent. The people were truly sorry. There was no argument. So God forgave their sins, and Jonah was amazed. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. I give you all the praise. David and Goliath. David was a shepherd boy who took care of his father's sheep. When lions came to eat the lambs, David wasn't found asleep. His father Jesse had 8 sons, but he loved David the best. Take food and water to your brothers. Please do what I request. So David headed out to battle, and much to his surprise, a giant started yelling. He stood 9 feet tall in size.
"Who will fight me?"
yelled the giant. Goliath was his name. Not one soldier volunteered. That was until David came. David boldly said, "I'll fight Goliath. I'm really not afraid. The Lord will help me slay the giant on this very day." The king was worried, but had no choice. He reluctantly agreed. He told David to prepare and hoped he would succeed. David walked out to face Goliath with a slingshot in his hand. The giant laughed and told the king,
"He's a boy, he's not a man."
But David replied with confidence, "Goliath, I have no fear. The Lord Almighty is with me. Put down your sword and spear." Then David placed a shiny stone in his slingshot, and you know the rest. He swung it around and around, and then this is what happened next. The stone hit Goliath right in the middle of his head. The giant fell down, and everyone cheered, for Goliath, the giant, was dead. Jesus is born. The angel Gabriel visited a young girl named Mary one night. "God is very pleased with you," he said. "Everything will be all right. You're going to have a baby. He's God's own son, it's true." Mary said, "I love God and will do whatever He wants me to do." Mary was engaged to be married, so the angel visited Joseph in a dream. "Mary is going to have a baby." Gabriel told Joseph the same thing. "Give him the name Jesus," Gabriel said. Joseph was quick to agree. Mary and Joseph were married. Then the king issued a decree. "Back to your hometowns to be counted," the king told everyone. Soon Mary would have her baby. The journey was not going to be fun. When they finally arrived in Bethlehem, Joseph looked for a place to stay. "May we stay at your inn?" Joseph asked. "It's been a really hard day." "I have no rooms. They all are full," the sweet innkeeper kindly said. "You could stay in my stable where it's safe and warm. I'll make you a little bed." Mary and Joseph were tired and worn, so they tried to fall asleep. With horses and cows, noisy chickens, and woolly white little sheep. There in the stable that special night, Mary gave birth to God's Son. She wrapped him in cloths and held him tight. He was the chosen one. The heavens rejoiced and were praising God. The angels loudly proclaimed, "Jesus is born, and that's why we celebrate with joy on Christmas Day." John baptizes Jesus. John the Baptist was a good man who ate locusts and wild honey. He lived in the desert and talked about God. John didn't care about money. He baptized people in the Jordan River. Down in the water they went. John taught that God would forgive their sins if only the people would repent. "Stop doing bad things," John said. "Be kind and honest, too. Share what you have with the poor. This is what God asks of you." The people listened and confessed their sins, for they knew John really cared. People who lived in towns near and far, they came from everywhere. One day Jesus came to the river and said, "John, will you baptize me?" John replied, "You're God's own son. You should be the one baptizing me." "It is right to do this," Jesus said. "Please, baptize me today." John agreed as they walked into the water. He knew this was God's way. As soon as Jesus was baptized, God's Spirit came down on him like a dove. A voice from heaven said, "This is my son. I'm very pleased. My son I truly love." John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus to teach everyone that he is the special gift from God, his one and only son. Miracles of Jesus. At a wedding at Cana in Galilee, Jesus turned water into wine. Although Jesus told his mother that it was not yet his time. "Fill the jars with water," Jesus told the servants standing near. They did as Jesus told them, and choice wine did then appear. Jesus performed many miracles, like making a blind man see. He healed a man who was deaf and offered grace to make sinners free. With 2 small fish and 5 loaves of bread, he fed 5,000 people and more. Jesus loved every person, young and old, the rich as well as the poor. Jesus attracted large crowds of people wanting to learn new things. He taught about God's commandments and the love that only He can bring. He blessed children, healed the sick, and taught people how to pray. Jesus calmed the wind and the raging sea when a storm picked up one day. Mary and Martha called for Jesus when their brother became very ill. They knew Lazarus could be healed if it was the Lord's perfect will. But Lazarus died and lay in a tomb for 4 days until Jesus came. "Come out," Jesus loudly said, as he called Lazarus by name. Jesus used stories called parables to help people understand about the kingdom of God and how best to live as he traveled across the land. Some people doubted, even though they saw the miracles Jesus had done. Yet others believed and changed their lives because Jesus is God's own Son. He is risen. People were preparing for the Passover feast and knew Jesus was coming to town. They shouted, "Hosanna!" and waved palm branches as the crowd quickly gathered round. Jesus rode on a donkey as the prophets foretold. People knew he was the King of Kings. This made the religious leaders frightened and mad, and they made plans for terrible things. Jesus wanted to celebrate the Passover meal and tell his disciples the time was near. He washed their feet and taught about God and the lessons he wanted them to hear. "Do this for others," Jesus said, "and be loving to everyone you see." Then he broke bread and said, "This is my body. Eat in remembrance of me." Jesus told his disciples that he would soon die, following his Father's plan. He shared that Peter would deny him and Judas Iscariot would betray the Son of Man. Jesus went to the garden because he wanted to pray, and then in the dark of night, the soldiers came and arrested Jesus, who didn't put up a fight. The soldiers took Jesus to the Roman governor because they wanted him crucified. "He's innocent," Pontius Pilate said, but the leaders wanted Jesus to die. They hit Jesus' face and made a crown of thorns and placed it on his head. On a cross, they nailed his hands and feet, as the prophets long ago had said. Although it was daytime, the sky turned dark and the earth shook when Jesus died. The curtain in the temple was torn in two, and Jesus' friends and mother cried. A rich man named Joseph took Jesus' body and placed it in his own tomb. Then a stone was rolled to block the entrance so no one could disturb that room. When Mary and Mary went to see Jesus, the stone had been rolled away. An angel said, "Do not be afraid, for Jesus has risen today." Jesus taught his disciples that after 3 days he would rise up from the grave. That's why at Easter we celebrate the risen Lord and the gift of God's perfect grace.